Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Our Private Moments. It's now Short and Sweet episodes where we round up all of our favourite guests and all of our favourite moments and different things. This is a little private moment for you. I hope you enjoy it. Before we kick off this episode, we want to say that we talk about sexual harassment. And if anyone is triggered by anything in this episode, we're going to leave a link in the description below, which you can click on, which hopefully will help. So you came in here and I, you know, and we kind of made a joke about it because in the documentary, there's this amazing moment. You're with your friend, Sean, and you tell him some of the DMs that you've received. And at the first, like, you say you've received 37 direct messages before you've had your eggs.
Yeah.
Of just...
My scrambled eggs.
Just
I do.
You do.
Nice bit of dick and eggs.
Yeah, just so many. And then you tell Sean and he laughs.
Yeah, because it's
awkward almost.
90% of people, that is how they react. And, you know, it's also, it's how my friends think I want them to react. And as well, I don't mind if I'm in an environment where I feel safe and with people that love and care about me. And also sometimes I want someone to laugh about it with me. Otherwise, it makes me feel really uncomfortable and isolated. We laugh, especially, if you work in comedy, we laugh in the face of adversity. That's what we do, you know, and to laugh at things like that, which I have done, it's a coping mechanism. And it's a coping mechanism for people that hear it too, because, you know, Sean and Steve, the guys that were in that scene, they adore me and they want me to be safe and protected. Mm. There's no, you know, like... And obviously,
no maliciousness in it whatsoever. Yeah,
not, no.
But there was a shock in there where suddenly they went,
"Yes,
oh shit!" Because you sort of, it was ha ha ha, jokey, and then it turned, and you said, "Well, I get this thing about telescope and
yeah." When they sort of know my safety's compromised, you know, I think there's this thing of people find it funny when they just, you can laugh at it if it's not affecting your safety. But when people know it's affecting your safety, they get a bit more serious about it. But what I'm trying to sort of teach people is that it's not just about the safety; it's that it's your mental health that it wreaks havoc
yeah,
with. You know, it's like, of course, you know, I don't think these men are going to turn up at my door. There have been times where I think, oh fucking hell, is there someone outside? Or you know, and there have been sometimes. I've moved out of two houses because of men trying to barricade their way into my house. So
what?
So when my safety is compromised, it's a different thing, but it's like, it's also, I get the same gut churning feeling when I get these messages, even if I know they're not going to turn up at my door. So it's not just about the physical safety, it's the mental health impact that it has.
You know? You said one of the messages you received today, and you didn't have to say it, but the message you came and you said, this is what I've got this morning. And it said, someone had written you saying, I want to break a glass bottle in your...
And shove it up your cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's fine. That is hellishly aggressive.
Yes.
The fear that happened, and is that the fear that sort of happens with you is that then how do you start? You must see men slightly. You must just not trust men. and look at men in a certain way. And that must be hard for relationships and all these things.
Yes. And and this is the other thing when I'm talking about the mental health aspect of it. It's like I have to sort of look at patterns of behavior that I have with men. I have quite a complex relationship with men. I've had good relationships. I've had bad relationships. But I do notice certain patterns that I've had, especially in the last few years, my own behaviors. And it's all because of I'm frightened. I'm terrified of men. And it's something I've really had to look at. And obviously going through the documentary, that was one of the hardest things. And also talking about your personal life like that and your personal relationships. I'm single. So, and I want to eventually find someone and be with someone. And putting all this out there, again, I'm worried about how that's going to be and how men are then going to perceive me and kind of go, oh, fucking hell, is she, you know, too damaged? Is, you know, I have to think about that as well. It's a lot to think about. Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh my God. But
it's horrible.
But that is something you shouldn't be even considering.
Oh God, I do. And you know, when I was watching the documentary, a million things were going through my mind. And
going through your mind? Like, cause you, it's a lot, right? Mm. And it feels like it's a lot for you to handle, which I totally, it's heavy, that stuff.
It's really heavy, but I sort of think someone has to do it. And you know, it can't all just be glamorous TV shows all the time and podcasts with sexy boys, you know. Did a really good one the other day. So, but like, yeah, it can't, you know, it can't just all be that. And I just feel like it's a subject that I know so much about and I can talk about it very authentically. And weirdly, I talk about it quite comfortably because it's intrinsically built in me. I know about it so much and I kind of don't mind sharing it anymore. But there is this thing in me going, oh Jesus, like, am I just sort of creating now a whole other like list of problems when it comes to my dating life now, you know? But
no way.
I can't.
Are you joking?
You've got to be open and talk about these things.
Boys are fucking arseholes, though.
Boys are fucking arseholes. They are mahogany bleached buttholes.
Yeah, it's true. And I think guys mature as well, like way later. Like, yeah. You know, whatever, 34 now and I'm still not the mature. But I think, I mean, when I was like 28, I just no freaking clue what was going on. And,
at 28, you had no clue what was going on.
So I think I was a loser at 28. I was an idiot.
Do you know what this?
You definitely didn't act like you thought you were a loser.
This annoys me. Do you know what annoys me so much? Right, if I'm dating someone that's like in their 20s, I get people saying to me like, and you know, if he's pissing me around, and it's just people go, well, what do you expect? He's 26 or he's 28. Like he doesn't. I'm like, he's a fucking grown man. How is that an excuse? When women are 26, 28, we've got our shit together, or we're, you know, we're kind of meant to have. You don't get like a 40-year-old man going out with a 28-year-old and everyone's saying to the guy, yeah, she's just going to fuck you about, mate. She's 28. She's a kid. No, but apparently when you're a guy and you're 28, you're still a fucking kid. Grow up, man.
It's so true.
Grow up.
It's so true. When guys fuck around when they're young, it's like, ah, he's only 28, man. And when you see men going out with younger women, it's like, well, she's psycho. Yeah.
It's that whole culture of like, oh, the rascals, those boys, what are they like? Boys will be boys. I mean,
boys
we had
will
that
be boys.
In Made in Chelsea, didn't we? It was like,
yeah,
almost
I think we
encouraged
did.
To be like, just be a naughty boy, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't encouraged,
it was in a way, because if you were, it was almost like rewarded.
And there is something about it, and I don't speak on behalf of all women, but it's, and maybe this is animalistic, you know. Women they don't love it, they hate it, but they can't get enough of it sometimes. And men know that. It's drug-like. It's addictive. And it's like the dopamine hits. And we also, and again, I'm speaking very personally here. I'm so used to being treated so badly. So when a guy is treating me badly, give me the runaround, that's comfortable for me. That's familiar.
You've become addicted to, you know that feeling.
I know that feeling. And
you don't know how to exist without
it. It's familiar and it's comfortable. And I'm learning all about this in therapy, kind of comfortable behavior patterns. And it's not comfortable in the world we know. It's not like cozy, comfy, sat on the sofa comfy. It's like a mental thing that I've been through in the past that I now kind of, if I spot it in my life, I latch onto that. So if a guy's being good to me, I don't really know how to process that.
Talk to me about therapy. I do therapy as well. It's just the most magical thing.
It's
amazing.
It's everyone should be in therapy. I don't understand people that go, oh, no. Why?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Have you done it for a while? Or have you started?
Years and years.
So what are you?
Before it was trendy.
Yeah, I was before it was trendy. I was at the point where people were like, what do you got? I feel nervous all the time. They're like, what the hell's wrong with you? Then they go, well, you got anxiety. And I was like, what the hell? What's your resume in there? Do they kind of, it's a bit of anxiety?
Mental are you? What's your resume?
Well, I've been through therapists like boyfriends, so it's a long old list.
I'm the same though, because it's constantly changing. It's the change, because you think if you go to the next person, it's going to fix.
Fix. And this is what I'm learning in therapy. There's no fix. It's not like there's this end goal that you're trying to get. It's not like the gym and you're trying to get a six pack. It's like, it's something you have to work on for the rest of your life, I think. And it's not about like finding the end goal. It's about taking all the things that you are, understanding those behaviors, understanding why, going back to childhood traumas and memories, and then piecing them together with why you behave in certain ways now, whether it's in relationships or friendships or, it's building an understanding of all your little kind of coves and all your little wires in your body and, matching them up with certain things. That will always be a work in progress. You're never going to be cured.
You can't reach perfection.
No.
It's like a constant evolution. It's like, you just absorb that knowledge to then give you the best kind of experience.
Completely.
Possible.
Yes.
Very wise.
You've taken a wise pill today.
Yeah.
Alex.
Well done. Yeah. Well
really
done.
Wise.
That would have been sniffing drugs again. Really worked.
There's two things in the documentary which were pretty moving, I think. The first one is when you were in a therapy session within the documentary and you spoke about
that was rough.
Yeah, it felt pretty rough. And you there was this really almost like you wanted to give a virtual hug to you, because you said, why do I just want to snog boys and just be like, but everyone wants that.
Yeah.
But you saw that as a curse.
Yeah.
But why do you feel that's a curse?
I feel like, if you're somebody who celebrates your sex life and talks about it, and like I do in my shows, and I sort of, I've enjoyed a very fun life of dating and all of that. And I think that it's a shame that we can't just enjoy and celebrate all that without the devastating consequences as women. Men are allowed to do that and they'll be able to do that till the end of time, and it's celebrated, and they're bachelors and it's all amazing and it's sexy and it's naughty. Look at Pete Davidson, for fuck's sake. He dates every beautiful woman in Hollywood and he's a fucking legend. I date the fit lads over here and I'm tragic. And it's like, she's desperate. She can't hold a man down for more than 3 months.
So unfair.
It's so unfair. And it's like, I want to enjoy dating. I want to enjoy my sex life. I want to do all these things. And I'm comfortable talking about those things. But I'm being bashed over the head with this societal fucking hammer going, you can't do that. But if you want to do that, you have to take the terrible consequences that come with it. And you have to just accept that that's the way it is. Okay. And I'm just like, that's really frustrating to me. Because I'm just trying to be myself, trying to be me. And I feel like society is telling me that I'm the problem. I'm a problem.
I think I just realized why. It all boils down to male insecurity. The whole thing, really.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
it's all about control, isn't it? And that's why this whole sort of structure
control
has been set up to shame women and make men feel great for, because it means that we can go and do what we want and we can make women feel like shit and keep them in order almost.
Yeah. And that's intrinsically built in men and women. And we just sort of accept that's how it is. And I've been in relationships where the balance is very much like that, but I pander to it and I don't know what else to do, and I've sort of told myself in the past that if a man is kind of being that way with me, it's because he cares and he's obsessed with me. And that's nice, having a man obsessed with you, but it's control.
Mm. What do you like when you're in love? Do you like being in love?
I am a ball of love. Yeah. I was saying this the other day. There's some types of people who are consumers of love and they experience all different types of love. Mm. I've experienced so many different kinds and I'm able to, it's broken me to bits, but it's also kind of shaped me who I am as well. And I wouldn't change it. And I'm constantly getting told off for falling in love too quickly or, you know, putting my, wearing my heart on my sleeve and this and that. I'm never going to not do that.
No,
I'm never going to change that. I'm a consumer. I want to wear it all and experience it all. And there are some people who, you know, they're not like that, and they know how to love in one way, and they...
How do people be aloof? How do you be aloof?
Yeah. And they get married at 18 and they're with that person for the rest of their lives. Good for you. Great. But I love relationships. I love friendships. I love sex. I love connections, you know, and there are people that I've dated and who I've had things with that I'm still really good friends with. And, you know, I've got people in my life I go for dinner with and have fun with, and, you know, and there's love, there's still a lot of love there. And that's the beauty of life to me. And I've eventually, hopefully I'll meet someone and settle down and do all of that. But like, I'm a consumer of love.
It's even when you said that just then, you'd love and things, and then you went sex. Even when you said, you went, you feel there's like a bit of almost like embarrassment there.
Yeah.
It's sweet to love sex.
Yeah. Like, I do.
Say it. Fucking love sex. We all love sex.
Yeah.
Well,
because,
great.
And do you know what? I think because there have been times where I've hated sex, like, and I spoke about this in my, you know, in the documentary, on a darker note, there have been times where I've been put in positions I didn't want to be in when it came to sex. So I've had to really kind of build my relationship back with sex as an adult and understand that it's a really great thing when it's consent and when it consented and it's good and it's warm and it's not too pissed.
Remember, guys, thank you so much for listening. Our private moments are out every week on Monday, so you can get your little fix of private parts at the start of your week. And if you want more, you can go back and listen to the full episode, which we will link in the bio. So just go and click that. And we'll see you on Monday for another one of our private moments.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.